I'm going to tell you something. It's a secret behind the box. Listen. Hello, can I speak to Mr. Lavery, please?
Yeah, what's it about?
I'm calling from Waynefleet College. I'm his instructor on the survival course.
Survival?
Yeah, it's a one-day course. He needs it for the helicopter safety certificate. Is he there, please?
Yeah, just a moment. He doesn't want to speak to you.
I just need to know when he's coming back.
He wants to know when you're coming back. James! Oh, I don't know what that was about.
I really do need to talk to him.
Well, good luck with that.
See, if he doesn't complete the course, then I can't sign him off. And without a safety certificate, he can't work on the rigs.
He's supposed to fly out on Monday.
Then we've only got a couple of days to sort out the paperwork. Has he said anything to you about why he left the course?
No, nothing. What happened?
There was a classroom session in the morning. He was fine with that. And then we took it down to the pool and he had his turn in the box. And as far as I could see...
Sorry, in the what?
In the box. Oh, sorry, It's a helicopter crash simulator. It's like a crane with a mock-up of a passenger cabin. We lower the cabin into a swimming pool so the men can practice escaping. We call it the box.
Oh, he never mentioned anything about that.
I didn't see him have any trouble with the exercise. But when I looked for him afterwards, he was gone with not a word to anyone. I can't see what his problem is. He only needs to come back for the lifeboat drills and then he's done.
So the difficult part's over?
Yeah, exactly.
You should have seen him just now. I don't understand why he's so touchy about it.
Look, could you find out what's bothering him and give me a call?
Yeah, I'll try.
It's Dickens. Sean Dickens of Waynefleet Maritime College. And you're Mrs...
Oh, I'm his sister, Kim Lavery.
Right. Well, thanks, Kim.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Buster, where are you?
In the locker room.
I'd stay there. I'm coming down.
My name is George Brown. I'm your head safety diver. Everyone calls me Buster. Unless you're one of the young men who wish to go out with my daughters, in which case it's Mr. Brown, sir. 5 minutes, please, gentlemen. Make sure that your personal possessions are securely locked away and then assemble at the far end of the pool. Yeah, at the side of the pool, not in the water. Don't worry, we will get you wet before the day is out. Now, did everybody find a rescue suit? Did anybody find a rescue suit that fits? So I can tell you that would be a first.
How's it going, Buster?
Did you talk to him?
Yeah, his sister answered. He wouldn't come to the phone.
He's lost if he doesn't come back.
Well, he's got his money, but that's not the point, is it? If there's a problem with what we're doing, I need to know what it is.
Well, he took his time getting out of the box.
Did he struggle?
Naturally, no. Well, I wasn't watching him, but one of the other divers was. Said he just sat there underwater for a while. Bob was going to extract him, and then all of a sudden he came to life and swam out.
No trouble with the harnesses?
Asked Bob.
What about the others?
All three of them popped out through the windows when the box went under. Clean escape with no problems.
Right, well, let's get on with it. Okay, can I have your attention, please? Thank you. Gentlemen and lady, this afternoon we have the practical element of your helicopter safety course. Can I just say, I can't help noticing that when there's a woman in the class, the gentlemen are always just that little bit braver. Let me tell you, this is not an endurance test. We're here to take you through a scenario so that if you're ever on a flight that has to ditch in the ocean, you'll have a much better chance of survival. This pool is no ordinary swimming pool. It is, in fact, a sea tank. And although it may not look it from here, it's 30 feet deep. The water is filtered seawater. And you may not believe this once you're in there, but it is heated. Now, this monster is what we call the box, also known as the dunker because you sit inside it and the whole thing gets dunked in the water. But the box is what we call it. It may look like one of those unfinished cars at the start of an assembly line, but what you have here are the bare bones of a helicopter passenger cabin. The seats, the windows, the interior configuration, all exactly as you'll find them in the real thing. Can we have the first group over, please?
Numbers 1 to 4, please step forward.
Have we any non-swimmers here? Okay, you'll be fine. Just trust the life jacket. Buster will be right there in the cabin doorway. Him and his safety team will be with you in the water at all times. Just remember the drill from this morning.
If you have glasses, take them off. If you wear dentures, take them out.
Right, so climb in, please.
I'll need to check your seat belts once you're in.
Right. When you work on the gas rigs or the oil platforms, then helicopters are pretty much your taxi service. Accidents are rare, and most fatalities don't take place when the helicopter comes down, but afterwards, in the water. And that's what this training is for. The crane you see holding the box is the same as the davits we use to lower a lifeboat into the sea. I'll be controlling it from this panel here. You'll hear a warning klaxon sound, and then I'll swing the box out over the pool. Are we ready, Buster?
Everyone in place, all harnesses checked.
Watch your ears. Moving you over the water now. When the box is in position, Buster will give you the warning you'll hear when the pilot's about to ditch the aircraft. Then I'll release the box. It's a bit of a drop, so expect a splash. Over to you, Buster.
Brace! Brace! Brace for impact!
A helicopter's engine is the heaviest part of the aircraft, so once it's under, I will simulate a real ditching by rotating the box until it's upside down. Water is now pouring into the cabin through the window's openings. In a few seconds, it will be submerged. Okay, they're under. I'm rotating the box now. Look in the water. Yeah? You can see that the entire cabin is now turning over. You'll find it actually easier to escape from a submerged cabin in the inverted position. You come out of the window openings facing the surface. If you keep watching, you should see your classmates swimming clear. There, see? There they go. The safety divers will call each escape as they surface.
Clear one.
Clear two.
Clear three.
Clear four.
And that's everybody out. Clean escape. Raising the box. Well done, everyone. Next four, please. Yeah.
Got the forms for you to sign.
Anything unusual today?
Nothing, Chief. And I don't think you'll find anything. Lavery's panic was a one-off. It's not the box, it's him. Some blokes just can't take it.
He's hardly a wuss. Says here that he served in Iraq.
Well, there you go. No disrespect to the man, but they kick him out into the world without any support. You know all about that.
Whereas in the glorious Royal Navy, they
just sign the papers, Chief.
Yeah, you're right. It's his problem, not ours.
Well, he ticks all the boxes and he signed the release. He knew what he was letting himself in for. If that's the missus, tell her I'm in church.
Hello?
Hi, it's Kim Lavery.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry I troubled you before. I wasn't expecting to hear from you again.
I need to see you.
Why?
That thing you call the box. My brother's calling it a death trap.
There's nothing wrong with the equipment. We check every single part of the box every single day.
You don't understand. Where can we meet?
What did your brother actually tell you?
He wouldn't tell me anything. Not in so many words. It was more of a shut up and get away from me rant. But he pretty much told me that someone didn't want him to get out.
What?
Someone wouldn't let him leave.
The safety diver?
I don't think so.
Well, no one else was there with him. Everyone else had escaped. The safety diver was waiting for him to do the same.
Well, he made it sound like there was another man. I don't know. I don't know what to think.
Look, I know he served in the Gulf. I know he saw action.
The rest of his unit were killed.
Well, nobody tells us that.
He was in a bad way when he came out. He's had a lot of trouble holding down a job. He was looking forward to working on the rigs. He thought it was going to be like the good parts of the army. But this has put him right back where he started.
Did he get any help?
This was it. Retraining, new job, whole new start. He was only supposed to stay with me for 6 weeks.
When you see your mates die, it takes more than a bit of work experience to get you through it. It's all just starting to make sense to me now.
Did something like it happen to you?
Not exactly.
But you are ex-military?
Yeah, RAF. I was a loadmaster on Chinooks.
The transport helicopters?
A crew of four of us were a tight team. I was given 10 days compassionate leave when my dad got his cancer, and 2 days after I flew home, the chopper was brought down and the crew all killed.
So you weren't there?
That's not the point. We weren't just a tight team. After a few narrow scrapes, we started to think we were a lucky one as well. It's like I broke up the team and cancelled the luck.
Did you feel guilty? I know James does.
You do. And I've given up expecting people to understand. Your brother's lucky to have you.
Well, if he thinks that, he never shows it. I don't want this to sound hard, but I want to get on with my life.
Thank you, everybody. That concludes the lifeboat training and this safety course. Well done, everyone. Can a Mr. Briggs stay on, please? The rest of you can shower and change.
Leave the rescue suits in the locker room. They'll be collected later.
Mr. Briggs?
That's me.
Yeah, your employer's got you down for rebreather training.
Apparently so. What does that involve?
Buster, can you bring over a rebreather unit for Mr. Briggs?
Just the one, is it?
Please.
We'll have to go in that thing again.
Oh, you mean the box? Afraid so. But it's just a short x-ray. It won't take more than half an hour.
Sorry if it means keeping you late.
My wife's ugly and it's sad for dinner, so I'm in no rush to get home.
This is your rebreather unit.
Looks like a life jacket.
It is.
But this one's got an airbag with a mouthpiece and a valve. It extends the length of time you can spend underwater by recirculating the air from your lungs.
The same air?
Yeah.
Is that safe?
Safer than drowning.
There's a lot of unused oxygen in the air you breathe out. The extra couple of minutes could make all the difference.
What do I have to do?
It's the same exercise as before. You climb in, strap in, submerge. Only this time you stay on the rebreather for 2 minutes before you can open your harness and make the escape. Think you can do that?
How will I know when the 2 minutes is up?
I'll give you the signal.
Buster's dive mask has a radio link to my control panel. If at any point you're not happy, just hold up both hands and I'll lift the box out of the pool.
You'll be fine.
All right, let's do it.
How's he doing, Buster?
I'll make that 2 minutes.
Okay, give him the single. Buster.
Don't think he sees me.
And get his attention.
I'm tapping his arms.
Buster. Buster. I'm raising the box. I'm bringing you in.
Get off me. Don't touch me.
It's the bridge. Calm it down.
Hold on, both of you.
Let me out. Get out of the way. I don't believe this. You need to get that bloody thing looked at.
What's the matter?
Don't speak to me like that.
Something made him panic.
I do not panic.
What's wrong? What is it?
Nothing happened. Stuff your safety course. Don't touch me. You call that safety? Unbelievable.
What happened, Buster?
I have no idea.
Did his harness jam?
He didn't even try to release the buckle. I wondered if he passed out, but as soon as I touched him, he started to thrash around. Caught me a right wallop on the side of the head.
It's James Lavery all over again.
Where'd he go?
Off to the locker room.
Shall I speak to him?
Oh, your head's bleeding.
I felt the mask dig in when he clocked me.
Yeah, you get that scene too, I'll talk to him. Mr. Briggs.
What do I do with a key?
Oh, I'll take it. Can you tell me what happened down there?
Nothing happened. I'm telling you, nothing happened.
Okay. I'll put you back on the list for tomorrow.
No.
You can skip the classroom session.
Take me off your list. and any other list you have. I'm not coming back.
Mr. Briggs.
I didn't see anything. There was no one else down there. No one. I was on my own. Don't you dare say otherwise. Here's your key. I'm done.
Oh. It's only TCP. I know how you do it in the Navy, but I'm not kissing it better.
Just stick the plaster on, flyboy.
Right. Maybe you should stay out the pool until it's healed properly.
Oh, it's not that bad.
Briggs kept saying there was no one else down there.
Just him and me.
So why state the obvious? Buster.
Oh, there's no explaining it. I'm going home.
Did you see something?
Not exactly see.
What then?
Well, it's cold and dark when you're down there. Of course, it plays on your mind. But it's what I do for a living. After a while, you get used to it. Briggs was breathing his own air. He got a bit light-headed and it made him loopy. Who knows what he thinks he saw?
But what about you?
I don't believe in ghosts, but put me in a spooky old house at 2 a.m. and my skin will crawl as much as anyone's. Thanks for the plaster.
Buster! Hello, Sean Dickens.
Hi, it's Kim Lavery. I'm having a problem with my brother.
What kind of problem?
I don't suppose you could come over.
This is the spare room.
Are you sure he didn't go out?
The key's still on the inside.
Mr. Lavery!
James!
It's Sean Dickens from the Maritime College. Please come and speak to us. Your sister's very worried. Have you got another key?
I have, but his one's in the lock, so it won't go in.
Jim! James! Jim!
He's been getting worse every day. He says they won't leave him alone.
Who won't?
Well, the oil company's called him a few times, but he seems to have given up on the whole job idea.
Has he said anything more about what happened in the pool?
I tried to ask about that, but, well, never again.
Who's he talking to?
That's not his voice.
It must be a radio, then.
There isn't one.
Can you make out what they're saying?
What do you want from me? What am I supposed to do?
James! James!
Do you want me to break down the door?
James, let us in! Go on, break it down.
You sure?
Yeah, do it.
Right, stand back. I'll have to kick it in.
James! What have you done?
Ask him who he's talking to.
I can't wake him up. What should I do?
How many pills are in this bottle?
I don't know. Oh, he smells of whiskey.
Right, we need to call an ambulance.
The phone's ringing and ringing in your office. How long have you been standing there?
Look at it.
Huh?
The Dunker, the Ditcher, helicopter, underwater escape trainer. But when it comes down to it, it's just an empty box and a chain.
Yeah, it's a piece of kit, that's all. I see it every day and so do you.
So what's changed?
Oh, nothing's changed.
There was no one else in the room with Lavery, but we thought we heard someone. There was no one else in the water with Briggs, but you thought something was, didn't you?
No.
That's not what you said this morning.
Well, look, for a moment I might have thought so, but I know I was mistaken.
So what's causing it?
Oh, you tell me.
I need your help for this one, Buster.
What are you going to do?
I'm responsible for anything that happens to the people who pass through here. I need you to operate the controls. I'm going to have a look for myself. I'm strapped in now, Buster. Is the comlink working?
Loud and clear. Do you want me to switch on record?
Might as well. Right, lower the box whenever you're ready.
Lowering you now. Just for the record, you're fully aware of the risk involved in going in with just a rebreather and no safety diver?
Yes, yeah, let's go.
Brace for impact.
Okay. Cabin's filling up.
Should I invert the cabin?
No, let me just sit here for a minute. See what happens.
Welcome to my world.
Oh, I've forgotten how cold the water is.
Shit. Shut up and get used to it.
Easy for you to say. You were born with gills.
How much can you see?
3 empty seats. 3 empty sets of safety harnesses. And just me. Alone in the cabin. It's pretty dark. There's just the light from the surface rippling around. Let's try with the box turned over.
Turning you now. Hold on to some part of the cabin so you don't lose orientation.
Okay. Now it's getting darker. Oh, it's been a long time since I did this. Nothing's different though. Nothing's changed, although if you look at the way the shadows fall, it would be so easy to think that. No. You could almost think that there was a body in the corner seat, but there's no one there. My heart's beating faster. I can feel the blood pounding in my ears, even if I close my eyes. This is really strange. I'm getting a powerful sense of a presence. Never felt this in my training. It's the air. My eye must be getting stale already. I don't think I can stay down for too long. This doesn't feel right, Buster. Lift me out, Buster. It's a bad idea, Buster. Are you getting this? Oh my God. There's someone here. He's looking at me. I swear I saw the light catch on his goggles, but there's no one. There's no one. Terrace? Terrace, is that you? Oh, it can't be. It's the... I can't believe this. He's not alone. There's someone in every seat. It's my crew. I'm back on the Chinook. They're all in here with me. They're all looking at me. I don't know what this is. I know it can't be true. Buster, get me out, Buster. Buster, I know you can hear me. Get me out, Buster. Buster, get me out. Get me out now. What do you want? What do you want from me? My dad was dying. What did you expect me to do? You can't blame me for not being there. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. I'm getting out. Don't touch me. I'm getting out now. No, I can't. Buster, they're holding me down. I can't get the buckle open. There's someone. Yeah! It's not even a head! Let me go! Please, let me go!
I'm sorry, any hint of a problem, and I was standing there ready to pull you out.
What do you mean, any hint of a problem? I must have called out 5-6 times.
What are you talking about?
I was shouting, Buster.
You never said a thing.
What?
Listen, I recorded the whole session just as you said. Well, that's you, just after the cabin turned over, and it goes on like that for 2 minutes, that's all there is.
No.
What do you think happened?
That's it?
You didn't answer when I called, so I lifted you anyway. So what's the verdict? Obviously something happened. You came out in such a state. What did you see?
Nothing.
But you came...
Nothing. I saw nothing.
Well, so why did you come out and start...
I must have been low on oxygen, a bit lightheaded. Nothing happened. There's nothing to see.
So those others? Lavery, Briggs, what was that all about? Just a couple of crybabies?
Yeah. Crybabies. That's probably it. When the smoke inside the porter cabins reaches full density, put on your breathing apparatus and enter through the red door. Make your way through to the exit using the search technique we've been practicing. Visibility will be no more than 3 feet.
Come on, who's going to be first? Don't forget to sweep for obstacles.
Mr. Dickens?
Hello, Miss Laybury.
I called your office. They said you'd transferred.
Yeah, to the fire safety course.
Not because of...
I thought it was time for a change.
My brother's out of hospital.
How is he?
Getting the help he needs. I just thought you might want to know.
Is he back with you?
For now. He said that his old unit, the ones who were killed... When you looked into it, did you see...
No, nothing like that.
They say it's going to be a long road.
Sorry to hear that.
I left you messages.
Well, you know, with the changes of office, you know how it is.
They'll probably catch up with you.
Yeah, probably.
Right, first man, in you go.
Leave a gap of 30 seconds between each man.
Right, I can see you're busy. I'll let you get on.
Right, well, thanks for letting me know.
Are you all right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
She's walking away. We can talk now. I promise you the secret behind the box. It's very simple. If you were thinking it was haunted, you're wrong. It has no history and it holds no ghosts. Each of us brings our own. They find you there. And once they're with you, they don't leave.